From the KKOB Newsroom, I'm Larry Moldenbrink. We're getting a good snapshot of health in New Mexico. It comes in a newly released report comparing the state to the rest of the nation. Dr. Michael Landon, the state epidemiologist, says we have some areas where a lot of work needs to be done.
New Mexico is 50th for alcohol-related death, 47th for suicide, and 34th for drug overdose death. Put those together, those are the what are called deaths of despair. New Mexico has a huge issue with respect to this problem.
But on the plus side, Landon says we have low rates for five leading causes of death: cancer, Alzheimer's disease, stroke, heart disease, and influenza. New Mexico's roads are the fifth most dangerous in the country based on the rate of traffic deaths. That according to a report from the financial website 24/7 Wall Street. It says more than half of New Mexico's fatalities last year were due to people not buckling up. Officer Ray Wilson with New Mexico State Police says without a seatbelt, even a simple rollover can be deadly.
If you're not wearing that seatbelt, it's going to shoot you out the window, and your chances of suffering fatal injuries are greatly increased when you're not wearing your seatbelt.
The report says other conditions impacting the likelihood of dying in a car crash include speed limits and drunk driving rates. A lawsuit has been filed claiming that the former St. Catherine's Indian School in Santa Fe allowed clergy to prey on students there, then covered up the sexual abuse. According to the Albuquerque Journal, the lawsuit focuses on the conduct of Franciscan priest Christopher Kerr in the 1980s, but also alleges that up to 70 boys who attended the school were sexually assaulted by various clergy members. The lawsuit says Kerr was removed from St. Catherine's after he was found naked and drunk in the boys' shower. The school closed in 1998. A Canadian man accused of stalking TV personality Kendall Jenner has been arrested in Albuquerque. KOET-TV reports that earlier this week, Homeland Security agents took 38-year-old John Ford into custody in the parking lot of an Albuquerque hotel on an expired visitor's visa. Coming up, an increased fire danger today. KKOB News Radio Time 404. KKOB News Radio Time 405. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for a large area of the state, including the Albuquerque Metro. That warning is in place until 9 p.m. The Weather Service says any fires that develop could spread quickly due to 20 to 30 mile an hour winds, and they could gust up to 50 miles an hour. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Wall Street today, the Dow gained 211 points. The news sponsored by Myers RV. I'm Larry Moldenbrink on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio KKOB.